as they're up to four hits in comparison to Madison's two. Kalen Graham just recorded his third strikeout on Isaiah Jackson to end out that inning. As the first offering comes in and Didowick hit by a pitch, he'll take first. So a good start there for the Raptors here in the fourth. That's the second guy hit by a pitch. Bobo was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. And now Didowick. So Luke Hansen flew out to second last time up. And Meyer fires out and away as a ball lashed out right field side. No balls a strike. The 0-1. And comes in low for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Looking in and setting and firing as Didowick stands at second. The throw from Jackson and sliding headfirst into the bag, and he's safe. So Owen Jackson throws it over to second. Not in time as Didowick, a successful steal. So the Virginia Cavalier on his first steal of the season, and he'll take second. One ball, one strike now. Didowick the big leadoff, the 1-1. And reaching above his head was Lobener. And comes in for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Meyer lets go and serves. And it comes in, swing and a miss for Hansen, 2-2. So a runner on second in Didowick, nobody down. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2, Hansen check swings up top. As just comes in for a ball, 3-2. Caleb Cador out there in the infield made a late call and determined it was a ball. So the count runs full, 3-2. Meyer looks over at second. Didowick the big leadoff, and the payoff comes in. Swinging a ball smashed out right field side, out of play. Three and two. Top of the fourth here. Raptors, two runs in the third. That's where we stand. They lead 2-0 on the verge of now having two runners on. And the 3-2 way above the head, as not able to field it was Lobliner. And getting the third is Didowick. Hansen will take first. A wild pitch turns to be successful. So no outs, runners on first and third. And the Raptors threatening once again. So Hogan Oligzo will step in. Struck out swinging last time up. Struck out swinging as Hansen at first. Didowick at third. Yo. As coming in and setting and serving. Swing and a miss. Outside for Oligzo. And comes in for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. So the two Virginia Cavaliers on base. Hansen at first, Didowick at third. Meyer fires and showing a bunt was Oligzo. He bunts it out on the right field line, goes away for a strike. 0-2. So Lobliner, the catcher. Saw ball go way over his head, which allowed Didowick to get to third. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Oligzo just a little bit late. Went after it on the right edge. And it comes one down. So back-to-back strikeouts. And fortunately for the catcher, return to the top of the order, Anthony Gallison, who struck out and got a base hit. He's 1-for-2 today, which led the charge. He also got a home run, a run, in the third. He was the first Rafter to cross home plate today as Meyer will set and deliver. And it comes outside for a ball on a fastball at 86. 1-0. One down, one ball, no strikes. The 1-0 from Meyer popped away right side. 1-1. One down, one ball, one strike. Meyer will come set again. Here on a 65th pitch. Swing and a miss. Gallison low. 1-2. Meyer, 3 1/3 innings pitched so far with 3 strikeouts. He's allowed 4 hits, 2 runs, and 2 walks. A 1-2 count. Looking in, Gallison away, and it comes in for a strike. Gallison crowding the plate, backed away, and it finds the left edge. So back-to-back strikeouts, now it's 2 down. This brings up Logan Hugo, who got a base hit last time up, who bounced the ball into left field. So with runners on first and third, 2 straight outs. Logan Hugo out of Essexville, Michigan, sees the first offering, and he just pulls away for a ball. 1-0.
He's trying to hit everybody.
1 ball, no strikes, and 2 down. 1-0 count. Hanson at first. At third is Didowick. The 1-0. And down low. Comes in for a ball. 2-0. 2 down. 2 balls and no strikes. A 2-0 count on Hugo. 5 RBIs on the season. Can he make it 6? The 2-0 from Meyer, and away the throw from first. As Jackson was able to catch it, but 3 straight balls here on Hugo. On the verge of walking Hugo, which make the bases loaded and put Brendan Bobo up. The 3-0, and right down the plate for a strike, 3-1. A 3-1 count with 2 down. Meyer takes a deep breath, the long stare of the fire. And once again, another strike right down the plate. So after 3 straight balls, 2 straight strikes. So the count runs full with 2 down. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer, the deep breath, the kick, the serve. And inside, as Hugo sees ball number 4, so the bases are loaded. Brendan Bobo will step in. Hugo, that's the second time he's been walked today. Bobo with a 1-run RBI single last time up. And was hit by a pitch before that, so he's gotten on base every time he's been up to bat today. Bases loaded. Bobo has the opportunity to really put the Rafters in front. Already up 2-0. But Meyer will look, deliver, and in 4 strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Meyer sets a swing and a pop-up into shallow left. The third baseman in Taylor is running after it and catches it on the third base line. So after runners were on first and third for the Rafters, nobody down, they come up empty. As they still lead 2-0, we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to Al-Anon.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state. Local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets, and a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning and a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Mekhi Negrete will step on the mound. Five games appeared in with a 2-0 record, 16 innings of work, 13 hits and two runs. He also has 10 strikeouts, so Kalen Graham's day is done. He went 58 pitches, three innings, allowing two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. So Negrete out of Oceanside, California, and the University of San Diego pitcher. And the first pitch, swinging a ground ball over to Broussard at short. Running after it is Taylor, and not getting it in time for one down. So Lobliner, who lined out to the pitcher, will step in now. One down as Negrete will fire the left-hander. Throws it above the zone for a ball, 1-0. And a swing and a ball popped out right side. 1-1. One ball, one strike. So the Rafters have out-hit the Mallards 4-2. As Jaden Lobliner, 10 hits on the season, batting at .213 with four RBIs, sees the 1-1 out of the zone. Four ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the 2-1, swing and a miss. At Lobliner, the catcher, and the count runs at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Negrete, the big wind, the fire. And outside, right of the zone, 3-2. So Mekhi Negrete will come set, kick, wind. And here comes a 3-2, up and away, outside for ball number four. So Lobliner will take first. And that puts a runner on, as Jack Tucker will step in, who got a base hit last time up. Tucker, the outfielder, the right fielder from St. John's, was one of two Mallards to get a hit today, as Negrete fires and skied away right side, 0-1. No balls, a strike with one down. 0-1 count. Negrete will look. He'll kick and fire and fouled away outside. 0-2. Two errors for the Rafters today. One came from Broussard, at short and Gervich at first, but fortunate for the Rafters, they weren't costly at all. It was both from the leadoff hitter, Holcroft. 0-2 count. Negrete fires. Alixo has to reach above the zone to catch the ball. 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 down. The 1-2. And tipped away on the right side of the bat. Back at the back track. Staying alive in the count, Tucker with a solo home run yesterday in the bottom of the seventh. But at that time, it was already 10-2, so that's where the third run came for the Mallards on their 18th team home run of the season. So standing at first is Lobliner. The right fielder, Jack Tucker, 15 hits on the season. 5 RBIs and a home run, which he acquired yesterday. The 1-2 from Negrete, swinging a pop-up out right side, fouled away into the grandstand. So staying alive is Tucker. Rafters 2 runs in the third. Now here in the bottom of the fourth, Negrete will fire. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So strike number three as Tucker goes down, and that puts 2 down. And Esteban Moreno will step in. Struck out swinging last time up. Out of Notre Dame. Stands at 6'3", 200. A swing and a ball out hit right side for a foul, 0-1. No balls a strike with 2 down. 0-1 count. The throw at first and the pickoff is late. So Moreno will look. He'll come set. A swing and a ball from Moreno popped out right side. Negrete ahead in the count, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes and 2 outs. Looking in is Negrete. He'll pick off over at first and bounces a ball into Gervich. So the Mallards have gotten guys on base today, but have not sent anybody home. Rafters have played well in the infield, but the 0-2 way up and in on a fastball at 91, 1-2. So Negrete, 1-3, San Diego players here for the Rafters. 1-4, actually. Him, Kaiser, Fries, and Gervich all attend the University of San Diego. So 3 pitchers. And a position guy, 1-2. Negrete kicks the 1-2, fouled away. And back at the back track, count stays at 1-2 once again. So working the count as Moreno wasn't in the lineup last night. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 down. Negrete will look in. He'll come set. The 1-2 up and outside for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. The count runs at 2 apiece. A swing and a ground ball over to third baseman in Degatti. Has all the time in the world. Throws a bullet to first for the 3rd out. So the Rafters lead 2-0. We head to the top of the 5th inning here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Central Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth inning as Garrett Broussard will step in now. So Raptors lead 2-0, two runs for them. In the top of the third, an RBI single from Bobo and Gurevich. So Broussard will step in. Who popped out to first twice. So he's 0-2 today. And Meyer back on the mound, throws in a ball, 1-0. Raptors have out-hit the Mallards 4-2. And the 1-0 comes out and away, goes through the glove of Lobliner in for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Garrett Broussard. Had a big day yesterday, went 3-for-5. As he swings and pops up a ball into left. And not able to track it down was the catcher, Lobliner, 2-1. So Garrett Broussard, a trustworthy shortstop out of Utah Valley, who's batting at 238. He's had 11 runs as well with 7 RBIs. And the 2-1 from Meyer. Just outside of the zone, and a 3-1 count now. Three balls, one strike. Meyer, the high lift of the leg, and Broussard misses low in for a strike, 3-2. Full count. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Garrett Broussard just a little bit late. Saw two straight strikes, two straight misses. And this brings up Jack Gurevich. So Jack Gurevich, who flew out to center, had a one-run RBI single last time up. One for two today, 18 RBIs on the season. And the first offering comes in for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Looking in is Meyer and fires. Happening inside. 2-0. Meyer up to 5 strikeouts today. Nearing his 83rd pitch. He's allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. And a 2-0. And grazes the right edge of the zone in 4 strike, 2-1. So Jack Gurevich, the left-hander. Had a game against Lakeshore this season where he had 3 home runs in a game. As a 2-1 swing and a ground ball over to Hamilton at second. Scoops it up in the glove. The lift on over to first. He's in time for the second out. So now Jorge Degatti is due up, the right-hander, grounded out to the pitcher, and then also flew out to center. 0 for 2. Raptors lead 2-0. As Meyer fires and pushes the right part of the zone in for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count with two down. Looking in and firing is Meyer on a fastball. Comes in at 86. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Meyer, the high lift of the leg and the push in, but in for a ball. So down ahead in the count is Degatti, 2-1. Looking in is Meyer. He'll come set on the fourth offering and find the strike zone, 2-2. So deuces run wild, two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Meyer nearing his sixth strikeout, and the 2-2 swing and a ground ball over to Taylor at third and throws down a bullet at first. In for the third out. Mallards trail 2-0. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fifth. Here in the home half of the inning, Jake Holcroft will step back on to lead off. He got on base twice, both from errors from shortstop in Broussard and the first baseman Gervich. That's where we stand, but the Raptors have out-hit Madison 4-2. All their hits came in the third, as well as their runs. So they've had one good inning, but they've gotten to third a couple times. Well, there was a point where Hansen was on first, Didwick was on third. There was nobody down in the fourth, but unfortunately, they couldn't get anybody home. 1-0 count. Negrete will fire way inside. Holcroft backs away and sees the ball, 2-0. So a 2-0 count on Mekhi Negrete and serves in on the third offering way low. He's got a strikeout, where he struck out Jack Tucker, and he's also walked a batter as well. And the 3-0 right down the pipe for a strike. 3-1, fastball at 88. So Negrete once again, the 3-1, and inside for a strike. So after three straight balls, comes in two straight strikes, getting back in the count, and it runs full. And the payoff from Negrete, he'll look and deliver, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Broussard at short. The quick throw over to first is on time. So that's what Broussard can do. A dynamic shortstop. And he gets Holcroft out running at first. This brings up Davis Hamilton, who's 1-for-2 today with a double. And he popped out to right field. The left-hander out of North Dakota State. As Negrete serves right down the plate for a strike. That one won. So once again, Raptors getting it done right now on the defensive side. When they play great defensive baseball, they are a tough team to beat, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Hamilton, the second baseman, down on the count, 0-2. Negrete will serve, and just left of the zone outside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. Here, bottom five. A swing and a pop-up into shallow right, and it drops not before Hansen can get to it. So Hansen rolls back, backtracks, and gets the out. Two down. So this brings up Sprock, Ryan Sprock, who walked and struck out swinging. And Negrete will fire, and it goes off the inside of Holigso on his knee. Comes in for a strike, though. It was a swing and a miss. 0-1. Negrete with a strikeout, hasn't allowed a hit or a run on 31 pitches. And he'll look in. He'll kick, and the 0-1 tapped away right side, 0-2. 0-2 count with two down. No balls, two strikes. Negrete will kick, check, and fire the 0-2. 1-2, fastball at 91. Pushes out on the right edge. 1-2 count. Negrete will look. He'll set, kick, and here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. The second strikeout of Negrete's evening. And that's the third out. We head to the top of the sixth. Raptors still lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Bases the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Bases the Music will be...
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning as the Raptors lead 2-0. Nick Argento is the pitcher that will step in now for the Mallards out of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. So a Tar Heel from Wayzata, Minnesota. 7 games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He has 9 2/3 innings of work, allowing 10 hits, 13 runs. He has 4 strikeouts. So he'll step in on Harrison Didowick. So 2 ACC guys going at it. Argento, the right-hander. On Harrison Didowick, who grounded out to second, was also hit by a pitch. And Argento sets and serves out 4-ball, 1-0. So a Cavalier on a Tar Heel. Here on this matchup, the 1-0 popped out left side, out of play. 1-1. Rafters with 2 errors. But it doesn't come costly at all. 1-ball, 1 strike. Argento, the right-hander, delivers and finds the left edge in 4 strike. Ahead in the count, 1-2. Harrison Didowick, 0-for-1 today. He got to third at one point with no outs, but wasn't able to get home. The 1-2 curveball at 83 just pulls away of the zone. 2-2. So the count is at 2 apiece here in the first batter in the top of the 6. The 2-2 fouled left side. Two balls, 2 strikes. Harrison Didowick had a long season for Virginia, one of the teams that made the College World Series. And as he swings and grounds a ball into the first baseman, and Owen Jackson reaching him and making the grab at the plate is Argento. 1 down. So Argento speeds over to first, tags the bag. This brings up Luke Hansen. 0-for-1 today, flew out to second and also was walked. So the other Virginia Cavalier, 2 of them on the team. As the first offering comes in for a strike, 0-1. Luke Hansen was the number 4 shortstop and the number 14 overall player in the state of Virginia coming out of high school. The 0-1, swinging a bouncer that stays fair on the third baseline. Taylor charges it, throws at first, and does not get the out in time. Hansen gets the first. So Hansen, heads up play, was able to get to first. Uses his speed. And Hogan Aligzo, who struck out swinging twice, will step in. So Argento gives up a hit, his first of the game on his second batter. 1 down, Hansen stands at first. Aligzo 0-for-2 today, both strikeouts. So Argento throws way high, and that goes behind Lobliner. Hansen will take second. So a wild pitch allows Hansen to get in scoring position, a 1-0 count. One down. Argento likes to pitch. He'll look, step, and the 1-0. Just low, 4-ball, 2-0. Hansen leads off at second. Aligzo head in the count, 2-0. Argento will fire. And once again, that comes in for a strike. It goes away from Lobliner. 2-1. So we're having a word with his pitcher right now. Lobliner and Argento. Hansen at second. Hogan Aligzo batting in the 9 hole. And the Creighton Blue Jay, to seems like Kirk Schreiner is rotating the catchers. He rotates a lot between Jensen and Aligzo. But Duffy has gotten his fair share of appearances as well. So it really just depends what he feels. One down, the 2-1. As showing bunt was Aligzo that throws way high as he ducks down, comes in for a ball, 3-1. A 3-1 count with one down. Argento likes to pitch, bends down, comes set. And fires. And right down the plate for a strike. Aligzo was ready to take first. But now it's 3-2. So a full count with one down. Hanson stands at second here in the top of the six. Argento will look. Oh, glance over at second. Hanson shifting to his right. The 3-2 swing and a miss. Strike three. So three straight strikeouts for Hogan Aligzo. And they've all come swinging. Top of the order we go. Anthony Gallison. 1-for-3 today. A base hit and two strikeouts, both swinging. So Gallison was the first Rafter to cross home plate today. Him and Hugo both have a run for two runs for the Rafters. A swing and a miss low as getting back towards the bag is Hanson. Comes in for a strike, 0-1. Out of Coastal Carolina, the redshirt senior stands at 5'8". Argento out of UNC Chapel Hill. Two outs, no balls a strike. The 0-1 inside as it looks like to be a violation. Or possibly comes in for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike now. Two down. 1-1 count. Argento will come set again. Top of the six. And he sets and serves the 1-1. Gallison swings and misses low of the zone. He reached down for it. Down to the count, 1-2. So Rafters, five hits. The fifth hit came from Hanson. 1-2 count. The 1-2, Hanson steals third and dives headfirst into the bag for an easy steal. 2-2 now. Argento, one strikeout today, and it came on Aligzo. Tittlewick grounded out. Hanson got to first. Aligzo struck out, so he stands at third. The 2-2, and low and scrapes the right part of the zone inside. Down and away, 3-2. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. Argento will look in. He'll kick wind in the 3-2, swinging a bouncer that stays fair on the third base line. Taylor reaches out for it, throws in the glove, throws a bullet to first, in for the third out. So the Rafters don't get any runs, but they still lead 2-0. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 62. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 86. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows of aloft around 62. Temperatures well above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 90s. Storms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth
are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioner tuned up or replaced altogether, our experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the six, we go. Joey Fearing with you here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, Owen Jackson will step in now. Mekhi Negrete back on the mound. Two strikeouts for him on 34 pitches, and he's had a walk. So Jackson, who got on base on a fielder's choice and was hit by a pitch. Raptors lead 2-0. They've held the Mallards scoreless, as Negrete will fire and foul on the inside of the bat. Backs away for a strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Two hits for Madison, five hits for the Raptors. And the 0-1 right down the plate on a breaking ball at 79. Ahead in the count, 0-2. So yesterday, the Raptors held the Mallards scoreless for five innings, and their two runs came in the bottom of the six. You hope that's not the case this time, as they do lead 2-0. The 0-2 way down. In low of the zone, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Negrete will set. He'll kick and bend and fire. A swing and a ground ball that stays fair. Takes a weird hop on the first base line, but Gervich is able to field it. Beat the tag in time before Jackson can get there for one down. Isaiah Jackson. It's his turn now. One strikeout. And he popped out to first. So the Arizona State Sun Devil. And the center fielder. Negrete on the first offering. Right down on the left part of the zone in for a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count with one down. Once again, Negrete kicks in and fires. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. One down. A swing and a ball well hit into deep left center. But running after and making the grab is Gallison for two down. This brings up Keenan Taylor. Grounded out to short, flew out to second. As he swings and lashes the ball out right side. Now 1-1. No balls, a strike, two down. For the Raptors, the 0-1, just low of the zone, 1-1. A 1-1 count, thrown inside for a strike, 1-2. Low and in the inside of the zone, 2-2. The inside part, I'd say, of the batter. So 2-2 with two down. Negrete fires And just low. So the count runs full, 3-2. Fastball came in at 89. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. The 3-2. Swing and a ground ball. And over to Broussard, has all the time in the world. Lobs it on over to first on a bounce. That goes into the glove of Gervich for the third out. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR. Raptors lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
I got the barbecue sauce. Top of the seventh inning, Raptors lead 2-0. A lively crowd here at Warner Park. Raptors have just put themselves in a great position right now. So remind you, if they win and Wausau loses, they will jump in first place. And certainly, well, the Woodchucks are down 3-0 to Fond du Lac in the top of the second inning. So Raptors, if they can hold on and the Dock Spiders can hold on, the Raptors will jump in first as Argento fires in four strike, 0-1. Logan Hugo has been walked twice, and he's gotten the base hit. He swings and misses at a ball that comes in low at 88. 0-2. Count. Looking in and firing as Argento bounces it in the dirt, and it comes in for a ball. 1-2. So a 1-2 count. Swinging a ball pulled out left side on the third baseline. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Argento shakes. He'll set and fire in. And that ball hooked away left side once again. So Hugo staying alive. He's gotten on base every time he's been up to bat today. And Argento fires. And just low outside, 2-2. Raptors, two runs in the third. They have five hits as well. So here in the top of the seventh, and a 2-2. Swings outside and comes in for a ball. 3-2. Count runs full. Argento will look in. He'll come set. kick, and here comes the 3-2 that bounces low of the zone in for ball number four. So once again, Hugo, that's his third walk of the day. He'll take first. Bobo, who was hit by a pitch, a one-run RBI single, and also popped out to third, will step in. So the left-hander, Brendan Bobo, hit a two-run home run yesterday, had a four RBI day, and right now, in this game, has a one-run RBI single. Five RBIs here in these two games. He swings and line drive into right field. Rounding second is Hugo. The throw back to third. And just late in time for the right fielder, Tucker, to make the throw. But Bobo, another hit. That's his second of the day. And now the Raptors, two runners on. Here in the top of the seventh. Hugo at second, Bobo at first. Rafter's up to six hits now. And Broussard is up. So Argento will look in on Garrett Broussard, who's 0-for-3 today with a strikeout, a pop-out, and a fly-out to first. And the first comes in, 4-1-0. Top of the seventh inning. Rafters lead 2-0. Two runners on with nobody down. Argento fires and finds a strike, 1-1. 1-1 count. Argento fires and a bunt attempt, but that goes off the chest of Lobliner. But it comes in for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Coming set is Lobliner. He's swinging a foul ball. So Argento ahead in the count, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Bobo at first, Hugo at second. No outs. Argento looks at first and at second. And delivers in the fourth offering, but it comes in for a ball. 2-2. So a 2-2 count. Leading in is Argento. He sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Broussard saw it on a curveball at 80. Reached out for it late. And one down. So another strikeout swinging from Broussard, and this brings up Jack Gervich, who flew out to center, had a one-run RBI single, which sent Hugo home and also grounded out to second. One down. And the first offering comes in. Gervich slices the ball. Well hit into left field. That goes back behind Holcroft, rounding third, heading for home is Hugo. And going to second and sliding in second is safe is Gervich. So the Raptors add to their lead 3-0. And another hit for Jack Gervich. A little shaken up. But Wisconsin Rapids now 3-0 run here on the top of the seventh. So a one-run RBI double from Gervich. His second of the day. Raptors 3, Mallard 0. As Jorge Degatti will step in, but how about it? Gurvich at second. Bobo at third. As Argento fires up and away. In four ball, 1-0. Oh. 1-0 count with one down. Looking in and firing. A swing and a ground ball over towards the shortstop. And tagging at the plate is Bobo, and he gets him. So a throw from Moreno.